give you a thought. So if there's, again.
You're high tech.
You're live.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Thursday, March 15th, 2012, to order. Our first order of business is titled Audit Entrance, and we've got Siobhan Williams with us, who's part of the team that will be conducting our annual audit. Taney County, welcome.
Good morning.
I don't know if we want to start with questions or just let you begin and tell us what the game plan is, how we're going to start, what you need from us, et cetera. Again, as I mentioned just before we went on the air, if there's something that we need to talk about directly, personnel, then either we or you probably need to ask to go into executive session. I don't see that happening, but just in case.
Sure.
And we're posted for that. And you were just saying you're from Platte County, personally.
Mm-hmm.
This is Vic's?
Yes, Vic Hurlburt, mm-hmm. Is his firm. And he's in the same area. He's in Clay County. We work together on some local government audits. I want to say that it's a pleasure to be contracted to do your audit. We're looking forward to working with everyone at Taney County. Our approach will be, first we'll kind of look at the minutes and we'll review some of your legal documents, like your bond documents and those kinds of items, to see what your requirements are for reporting, to make sure that we're meeting those requirements. And then we will also spend a bit of time interviewing several of your staff members and elected officials and getting a good feel for what they're doing in their individual areas and their departments, looking at their processes and procedures as it relates to the county's financial reporting. We also will be looking at what the county has received and expended for federal dollars to evaluate whether or not a single audit is required for your federal grant money. And as I understand it, you tend to be right on the edge there, and sometimes you need it and sometimes you don't. So we won't be able to make that determination until we look at your grant money. So the initial phase of the audit will be conducting interviews, reading documents. We will, of course, throughout the audit, if we identify any areas that could use improvement, we'll document that. We'll discuss those areas with the office in question to make sure that we have a good understanding of exactly what they're doing. And then we'll evaluate whether or not that needs to be included in our management letter, which is, we'll have potentially three documents at the end of the audit. We'll have the financial statement. We will have what's called required communications. It used to be called a management letter. And then we, if necessary, we will also have a single audit report. The management letter will be issued in draft form and discussed with everybody that it impacts before it will be finalized. Any findings or recommendations that we have, the affected office will have an opportunity to respond to that. Sometimes, you know, we'll find things that in initial glance it looks like something needs to happen, but if we take the time and go back and talk to them again, sometimes that ends up being something maybe they're doing but they didn't tell us. So we'll go through that process and make sure that we do have a clear understanding, that everybody understands, before we issue a final document. One of the things that we're also going to do this year that's probably a little different than what you've had in the past is we are going to reevaluate what the county has been reporting as component units. There are, I believe, a couple of component units that have been included in the county's financial statements in the past. There's some new guidance out regarding component units, and what we're going to do is we're going to take that new guidance and then reevaluate the reporting of those component units. There's some clearer definitions in regards to that reporting that may actually cause the county to not have to report those as part of the county.
Could you explain to me what you mean by component unit?
Like the senior services, the board of disabled, and then I think you have maybe a sewer district that's been included as a component unit. They're sort of related organizations that aren't necessarily run by the county. They're run by a separate board.
Yes.
And in the past, some of those have been included in the county's financial reporting because of their relationship to the county. But they are actually run by a separate board that the county commission generally appoints. And there's some new literature out that allows us to reevaluate whether or not those really are part of the county or whether they're legally separate and don't need to be included. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've for years wondered why, because it's very confusing to the public when they see that and wonder if this group has any control over what that those boards do.
And then they're unhappy and they come to you and they
yes.
say, well, but it's part of you. And it's maybe it's not really part of you. You just have the oversight of appointing the board members, and then the board members are the ones that are making those decisions. And that's why we go through that evaluation process to see, does it even need to be included in your financial report? And I agree, it's very confusing, and that's an area that, you know, in all the years I've been working with government accounting, it's something that's always confused everybody concerned, which is part of the reason why they've come out with some new guidance, because nobody is doing it consistently. You know, you can go to one county and it's one way, and another county it's another way, and another county it's yet a different way. So they're trying to help get those things reported consistently. And so hopefully this new guidance will help do that. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer those.
During it, first, you will begin when?
We're in preliminary planning right now.
Okay.
Which basically means looking at the minutes. I've got all the minutes off the website. And Rick has sent me some of his preliminary documents. He's emailed them to me as far as the financial reporting. And I'm hoping to maybe tomorrow get a look at your bond documents and get started on that. And then get some contact information for the various department heads and elected officials so that I can schedule specific meeting times with those folks. So we'll be in and out a little bit over the next month. And then mid-April, it'll kind of be a full-blown push just to get it completed. So I'm hoping to have a draft late April, early May.
When you start going through the work on the bonded indebtedness, I reread the audit that was through December 31, 2010,
mm-hmm.
last night. And as I'm reading about the long-term debt and the bonded indebtedness for the judicial facility, I've got some questions that hopefully you can mm-hmm. help me with as we work our way through that. When you put together your initial information, I would really like to sit with you and ask
sure.
some questions to help guide me to a better understanding of a couple of points.
Sure, absolutely. And if you like, we can schedule time to sit down. And I'd like to read the documents and get familiar with it first, but we can sit down and go through the documents once I've done that.
No, I don't want to ask the questions now. But great. Excellent. Excellent. Gentlemen?
Regarding the legal documents, you're going to be looking also at the grants, any loans we've got,
mm-hmm.
any creative financing we've got from. We have a special matching grant that through Clean Water Commission for a project. When you look at those, you're looking at what? The financial, just the dollar figure part of how it's spent or the process? Are you looking for making sure we're meeting all the reporting dates?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at those items?
Well, we will be looking at that. Now, how deeply we're looking at that will really be dependent on whether or not we're required to do a single audit.
Okay.
Which is a requirement of your grants. If you spend more than $500,000 in federal money, we're required to do what's called a single audit.
Right.
If we do that, what we'll do is we'll get a list of all your grants, how much you spent under each grant, and then there's actually a formula we have to follow to determine which grants we have to audit in more detail. We won't audit every single grant. We'll just audit certain ones.
Okay.
And when we audit, if we select one, then what we're going to have to do with that grant is we will have to look at, did you meet your reporting requirements? Did you meet your deadlines?
Okay.
Did you basically meet all the requirements in the grant?
Okay.
And there's a specific audit program we have to follow that's dictated by the federal government.
Okay. Next question, are you aware that we're working right now to get a state audit for the entire county?
I am aware of that.
Okay.
I did read the minutes of the meeting where you approved that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'd like to have a better understanding of exactly what you have, where you are at in the process and what the state auditor will be doing. Because obviously they're, I'm guessing, going to be here around the same time we are.
I would think that it'd be considerably after because they're stacked up on the audits that they're doing.
Okay, because they're scheduling.
Right, and it will take some time, obviously, to get to us once that request mm-hmm. is made. I spoke with the auditor's office again this week, and we have determined that following this meeting today, then I'll meet again with these two gentlemen, and we're going to help to define what specific areas that we'd like to have the state look at. What we covered in our motion was a comprehensive state audit, what they're
yes.
doing currently for all third class counties in the state of Missouri, and a multi-year comprehensive mm-hmm. state audit. But obviously, if there are areas that we don't have questions about that have been covered by mm-hmm. Previous annual audits, then we can eliminate those. And which would obviously help in the cost of what the state audit would be. So
sure.
we don't want to double spend. We don't want to pay for the outside audit that we're having done and then for the state comprehensive audit and both cover the same things. So we will follow up when we have perhaps a few more questions of you with the state. That's after we sit down and define particular areas.
Sure.
For example, I think it would be incredibly important for us to go back and ask the questions, have we followed up on what the previous audit was, which was 10 years ago, and how are we in this particular, how have we answered those challenges that were offered from that state audit?
Mm-hmm.
And the state auditor's office is ready to sit down with us and look at that. But I'd like to chat with you about it, too, because if those are some areas you're going to be looking at, then.
Now, is that audit, is that the last time they audited you? Were you a third-class county
when
they did that?
We had transitioned from a third-class to a first-class, but one of the years that was involved was still when the county was a third-class
mm-hmm.
county.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they were still required to audit that year.
Sure.
They audited too.
Because I will say that what we're doing as part of our annual audit, there's going to be quite a bit of overlap with what the county or the state auditor's office does with the third-class counties. Because basically, the third-class counties, instead of having an outside firm come in, the state auditor does it, and they're doing a lot of the same things that we're doing, just for a different group of counties. So there will be quite a bit of overlap, and I think that we can probably work together to reduce some of what they're looking at to eliminate that overlap.
Well, the state shared with me, as a matter of fact, because of budget cuts that they've had over the course of the last couple of years, they're actually farming out quite a bit of their audit work that they're mm-hmm. required to do.
Yeah, they're actually putting a lot of those third-class counties out to bid to
right.
private firms. They've suffered just like everyone else at the state.
Actually, they've really suffered the budgetary figures. It's incredible.
Your audit... As we have looked in the past at that audits that the county has done, our annual audit, was a process audit, basically. We've asked questions about different things that took place, but the actual process of county government and whether it should be corrected here or there is the way that the former audits were done when questions were asked about different situations. That was kind of the answer we got. Am I thinking in the right terms as far as your annual audit versus what we're trying to do on the state level? And probably it needs to be made sure that the public understands that and that you are a part of our annual audit.
I've never seen that.
Yes. But as part of that audit, under auditing procedures, we're actually required to look at all of your procedures and processes and evaluate those.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have, it's very rare that we have no recommendations.
Right.
I mean, we're almost always going to have recommendations, and we will issue that in a report where we evaluate the importance of the recommendation. I mean, sometimes the recommendation will be, hey, you have a big problem here, and this is a really big deal. And sometimes the recommendation will be, you know, hey, we noticed this, and it might be easier for you to do it this way, but you're not necessarily doing it wrong. We're just looking for ways to make your job easier.
Right.
And we'll differentiate those recommendations as far as how important they are.
Right. I think it's my interest and the other two commissioners also that we do not double spend,
sure,
overlap the process that you're going through. So. So policy and process is the two things that you'll be looking at, and then, as you said before, the state will look at what you have recommended probably, mm-hmm, in their final conclusion of the audit.
And it may be easier, and I don't know, you may need to talk to the state about this, but I'm certainly more than willing to sit down if you wanted to have a meeting with the state and have me there as well and kind of discuss the whole process to see what, if there are specific things that we can do that will make it easier for them and maybe keep your costs down on that. We're more than happy to be flexible with that.
Right.
Because we're going to be here. We're going to be digging into everything anyway. So if we have to take an extra step or two, we're already in it. So.
Right.
That's not a big deal.
I'm sure that's the way that the other two commissioners feel also, if they don't, they can speak up to it. But that's why I'm looking at the procedure that you go through to be a benefit to the state auditors. So
absolutely.
So that we don't have a double cost.
And, I mean, we would obviously, because our work papers are confidential, if you wanted us to share some of that with the state auditor's office, you know, you just have to give us a signed release allowing us to do that, and we would be more than happy to work with them.
Do you see an option or a possibility being that the state auditor's office would reach out to you to be a part of a more comprehensive audit of what we are looking for?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think if we maybe had a conversation with the three of us all talking, we may be able to make that work. But I'm not sure from their side what their policies are in regards to that. Have you issued a formal request to them, or have you just had preliminary conversations?
We, the lady from the state auditor's office and I agreed that following this meeting that we have this morning,
mm-hmm,
and then a preliminary meeting of this county commission regarding more in depth of what we're looking for,
mm-hmm,
then she'll be able to share a number of things with me, and I will share that thought with her. But,
sure.
But all of us want to make sure that we get the biggest bang for the buck, and
sure,
not to double pay for same work. And but great, I'm delighted you're here. Will you be talking with people today, or did you just take the trip down to chat with us today?
I've got a meeting in Springfield this morning, and then I'll be back. I'll be in tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll be here tomorrow with the auditor's office. I may see if, you know, maybe the treasurer's available to chat for a little bit. It, you know, people who are available.
Okay.
And if they're not, then I'll schedule a time to talk to them on another date. So I'll be around tomorrow, and then of course you can. Anytime you have a question, you can feel free to call me.
Do you have cards with you?
And you know, I have a new Padfolio, and I forgot to put cards in.
Okay.
But I'll make sure I get you some cards.
You want them on?
I will make sure I get you some cards.
Perfect. Gentlemen,
I'm fine.
You in recess, or you just want to keep on going?
Well, we have a number of things.
Yep, we'll
what I need to know is, again, what time the individual from AmeriCorps was going to be here. I don't want to. Sean, I want to thank you very much. We look forward to working with you.
I look forward to working with you as well. There, like I said, I'll be around tomorrow. So if any of you want to chat for a few minutes, just let me know.
Yeah, several questions I would like to ask you. I thought about going into executive session. We could all
just do it individually.
Okay. Well, and at some point, I will need to sit down with each of you individually as we go through our fraud questionnaires and because we have to ask certain questions.
We'll require for this.
Mike's on, Dan.
Mike's
on.
Thank you.
After 10. Was that until 10? I'm sorry, hold on. 1:30.
Okay.
Is there a risk we could talk about that?
Okay, well, I just want to give you an update on
that. Okay.
Well, are you guys going to proceed with what's on here?
I think we need to.
Yes. Okay. It's a tricky one.
We got some simple. So we can go. We can go to any one of these. A policy upgrade.
Well, we were just going to do that.
We got Helen right here. We can do the treasurer update real fast.
Let's do that.
Okay.
That's what I was going to have you do, Randy.
Okay.
But wait a second. Why don't we move to the drug court support letter?
Okay.
Gentlemen, we have in front of us a letter to the Honorable Judge Orr, which reads, Dear Honorable Judge Orr, we applaud the efforts of everyone involved in the Taney County Drug Court Program. Anytime an individual deals with his or her addiction, stops the illegal use of drugs, and becomes a productive citizen, Taney County benefits. Thank you for all that you do. And then it would be signed by the three of us. Do I have a motion to approve this letter?
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the letter to Judge Orr regarding the Taney County Drug Court Program. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Linda, could we have you come up?
You got me on the place on that.
Yep, that's all I saw.
We have anti-harassment policy. Linda Sorensen, would you like to introduce this?
Yes, we do have in our current policy manual a section on anti-harassment, but it's not a law per se, but it is strongly suggested in all human resources courses that you take that each employer put out information on this topic due to the severity of harassment or sexual harassment of any kind at least annually. So that employers keep it fresh, employees keep it fresh in their minds what the employer stand is on this topic and what the consequences would be. And so I have rewritten the policy and we'll start doing that now.
You emailed that to us, have you?
I did.
Yes.
I've reviewed it.
And is it... The email that I read that you sent to us it's comparable to what we already had in place except
it's more extensive.
Just more extensive in spots.
Mm-hmm. And then it would be part of the new policy manual whenever that is developed.
Motion to adopt the
anti-harassment policy dated March 15, 2012.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the rewritten anti-harassment policy dated March 15, 2012. I need you to put that date on here as well.
Okay.
Discussion?
Unless you have a version of it. Okay. Yeah, discussion. Unless you have a version number. I just want to make sure we have a date that talks about which policy versus the old policy. So versus saying new, we can either put a date or a version number.
Okay, there is a date on the last page, but I'll need to change it because I did it when I wrote it.
What is the date?
It says the 8th when I wrote it, so I will
change
that.
I'll modify
today.
My motion to make it March 8th. Because that's the date she wrote it.
Right, but the motion's today. You have a...
Well, I'm just trying to date the document. Is all
right.
Not the motion, but date the document.
Okay, that was dated March 8th.
Yes.
Okay.
Leave it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just leave it.
And it will show in the minutes that we approved it
on
this
the 15th.
Day.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the rewritten anti-harassment policy that is dated March 8th, 2012. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Nikki, if you're listening, could you come down? No, let's move while she's coming down. Are you ready, Helen?
Yes, if you're ready for me.
And Randy, I know that you're waiting on the storm update, but we're waiting on an individual to come.
Yeah. What this basically is, it's about our investment policy that was put in place, I believe, back when the previous treasurer was here, just before she left, and we've used it for all of our bids and our bank accounts and our investments. And what I'm basically doing here today, it can be either just an informational meeting, get your opinion, or you can may or may not want to vote on this. But what I've been looking at with rates the way they are right now, I've been looking at putting the maturity date from the 3 years that we have in the current policy out to the 5 years, like the state treasurer's office does. This policy was patterned after the state treasurer's investment policy as far as liquidity and security and everything, and also they had a 3-year maturity date. Well, I'm looking theirs up now. They actually have extended it restricted to securities with stated final maturities of 5 years or less. So we can go out to a 5-year maturity date on these. The only problem is the reason I'd like to do that is rates, like I said, are just not here. I'm having to go out 3 years to get 1%. And, you know, so it's really anything under that. And I have started investing because we do go out for bids next year. And I've already been told by the bank that we have now that the 0.75 that we're getting on our checking account money will not be there because they can't do that anymore. We've gotten a really good rate and just got in at the right time because the banks that have bid out to them last year are getting 0.20. where we're getting 0.75. So the rates are going to go down, and so I will be looking for more things to invest money in longer term, and I can get better rates at a 5-year. The downside to that is liquidity. It's not the security or anything else that we worry about. It's just the fact that the sewer may be needing funds from time to time, large amounts. I don't know how much to put out there to tie up, you know, for that long of a term. This may be something you just want to think about. Talk to me about again at a later date.
And you say they go out the first of the year?
June. I think June was whenever the bids go into effect.
June of
so
this
we
year.
Have to. June of next year.
That's
odd
what
years.
I thought you said.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Next year, we go out for bids, and the bank will change in June of next year. if we change banks.
Regarding your liquidity statement, normally when you do CDs or investments, there's a penalty if you do early withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
What you're suggesting is that we would make it penalized for the interest we've gained, but we could get access to the money in case of an emergency.
And really, the banks that have worked with me before, Bank of America was the only ones that I did. It was back when we only kept like $300,000 in our checking account because it wasn't getting a good rate. And if we ever did need the money, they were really good to let us have it without a penalty. Branson Bank has worked with us the same way. It's not a problem with the banks because, you know, we do so much business with them that, or we did at the time with Bank of America, now not so much. But
now, Helen, what you're asking us, you're making us aware of this, and you would like for us to evaluate this and then make a decision on it. Is that what you're asking?
On if I can go out for 5 years. Now, if I do go out for 5 years on a lot of these investments, the bonds that a lot of them are callable, to get a good rate, you do what they call a callable bond, which means they'll put the maturity out there, but they may do a six-month call, and if they're giving you a good rate, that in 6 months you're getting your money back because they don't want to pay you that for 5 years. So even, but, you know, to get the good call rate, you have to get the final maturity date of 5 years. So just because we invested for 5 years doesn't really mean it's going to be tied up for 5 years. And when they do call it, they send it back to me, and then I decide then what to do. We're not getting a lot of bids right now because banks can't really afford the collateralization on these if they do CDs or anything. You know, but you know, with them doing the $250,000, the FDIC insuring $250,000 now instead of $100, we're able to put a lot more out there. Out of the $50 million that we have about $26 million in our checking account. The rest of it isn't invested still yet. And on some we are getting over 1% on because they were invested before the rates really tanked out on us. But right now, a lot of companies, I invested some the other day for 0.70 just because I wanted it out there farther than when this account was going to tank on us, the checking account was going to go down. And I know I'm throwing a lot out at you, but I just wanted you aware of this. If you vote to approve to extend the maturity date out to 5 years, that doesn't mean that I'm actually going to put investments out there 5 years. It means I can look at them. Right now I can't look at anything over 3 years.
How soon do you need to make this decision?
I'm not in any hurry. I just wanted to, I'm trying to clean up a few things to get things in place.
How many weeks you guys would need?
Well, my thinking was this. We're getting ready to undergo an audit.
Right.
And this might be the perfect time to chat with them about where we're at.
Okay.
What other entities are doing, what looks good out there, and get some benefit of their expertise and experience.
And I have looked up, and I haven't sent an email out to the other treasurers, but I did look some up, some investment policies that are online, and some of them are already at 5 years. But like I said, just because we say in the policy we can, like the state treasurer says, 5 or less, it doesn't mean we're going to do it. It's just good to have it in place just in case something wonderful comes up that we can invest in with a 5-year maturity. For $1 million or $2 million with 2%. I mean, right now that would be amazing. But, you know, this is just information. I didn't really expect you to make a vote on it today because it is a lot to undertake. If you have any questions, come ask me.
I think we need to, I'm like Jim, I believe we need to schedule it for a certain date or we'll let it get.
That's my concern. I mean, how about we revisit it?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah, let's just revisit in 2 weeks.
2 weeks on a Monday.
What about the audit deal that Ron brought up?
Why don't you come back in 4 weeks? Work with Nikki just 4 weeks. Come back on a Thursday and let's see where we are.
And I can talk to.
And that's just a reminder for us to
the independent auditor.
I would like to know too. Is it feasible for a county or a municipality who has these funds and want to invest them to look at other entities who are they've passed a bond issue, for example, or they have a mechanism to pay back a city within the county, for example, on some project. If it's $1 million and we're looking at 2% compared to nothing, or 0.5%, is that within the parameters of Missouri law? And if it is, maybe it's something that we should broaden our scope and take a look at.
Now that would fall under like a loan specifications or anything like that, would it, to, would they?
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, but.
Because loaning to make interest is the one thing that they, is
well,
taboo.
And kind of to answer Ron's question, I think because of what we've been through in the years that I've been here, that would put us in a competitive nature with private companies. And I think there could be a question about that. And but I'm willing to check on and see how far the law does.
Well, outside of you, I just
yeah.
To see if it's
I know we tried, and that's why I wanted to bring this to you. If you have opinions, if you have ideas, when we meet back again in 4 weeks, we can go over the, all
yeah.
of those. And
thank
get
you
some
so
more
much for bringing that to us.
Well, I just I'm trying to find and you know get all the contracts and the policies that I have that just apply to my office updated and everything for whoever. So. That's it. That's all I had.
Thank you.
And I'll see you again.
Nikki? Got agenda request review down?
Some questions about legislative partnership. Are we moving forward? Or
is this the SREP document I gave you? Mm-hmm. No? Mm-mm. Okay, something else.
It's the legislative partnership funds.
Okay.
Can I see what you have?
I know, John. I think you and I talked about it yesterday about partnership dues. That's oh, I see it. Oh, no.
You guys told me to hold it.
Okay, that's
an annual.
We need to find out if we can.
Bless you.
Oh, this is not. Oh, my goodness. This is not dues. This is the ability for us to all work together, is it not, in a local atmosphere with the chamber, with the city, with.
It's this whole legislative partnership that we have formed between the two counties, the chambers,
right.
and all that. That's what that is, yes. I know that. That's what that is.
And the fees are...
And we've always been memberships. We've always done that membership annually.
Originally, we belonged to a Southwest Missouri partnership that included Springfield and the colleges in Springfield, and the city of Springfield, Greene County, et cetera, and Christian County. But this is more localized. We're a member.
Last year
it has tremendous work.
Last year we were members of both. So yeah, that has a value. So I would say we.
Her question is, does she set this up for accounts payable? I'm sure that's what your question is, right?
Okay. There was a discussion because of our involvement. We had two of these particular dues that were for legislative dues for our meetings. And I thought it maybe was the first year that Jim was here, we eliminated one of those to partner with the other.
I think we reduced our level of membership so we could partner with both. We were doing a larger amount with one, and so we reduced our membership level in one till we could add the other one with no additional cost to the county.
The past several years, we have done this at this amount.
That at that amount, and the SREP at the lower amount. And then SMACOG, or not SMACOG, whatever it's called, Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. So. Well, and that's the other invoice. That's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought I think we had a lengthy discussion about this and what we should do to get the
well,
rep.
I'm most definitely interested in belonging to the local.
I'm interested in that. It is. Very much so.
I think it's very important for us to partner with so, cities in this county.
I agree. Absolutely agree with that. Absolutely agree with that.
We're in a meeting. I'll have to call you back.
So I would just put that to accounts payable.
Setting this up and then having discussion about
that's all right.
The other, that's,
yeah, let's go ahead and put that through accounts payable. What I want to do with that one, Nikki, after we brought that conversation up, I would like to not schedule it until I talk to two different organizations that we may be members of this through another association, such as that organization or another organization. So I need to make a couple more calls.
This one's hosted by the local chamber. The other is hosted by Springfield. I'm very much in favor of this, and I would have her put this on accounts payable, that we work with local entities. So it's our cities, it's the chambers, and the county.
Well, I'm not again. I'm just saying there's
saying
a lot of duplication. In
but we're holding the other back, the regional, to talk about at a different time.
Correct. I'm going to go make some more phone calls.
Is that the way we're headed, do you think?
Yes.
That's the way you guys,
that's
I'm
way
fine
I'm,
with it.
Yeah,
I'm fine
I
with
just
it. I
check
there was a lot of discussion
one.
About it.
After some things came, I was thinking some things.
Collector's annual sediment.
Yeah, when would she like to have that scheduled?
I mean, we can do it Monday or Thursday, whatever you'd like.
This is
the delinquent tax books.
This is
personal
property.
This is an annual.
Personal property delinquent tax books. Does she have a timeline when that's supposed to be turned over? I don't remember. I thought there was.
She didn't indicate in her email on her request, so I can ask her the timeline.
Let's review it next Thursday.
Can you find the timeline? I'd rather not schedule it until I know the timeline, because I had some.
Well, that's what I was asking for.
Okay.
Is a review of it next Thursday to find out when we have to.
Okay. So just bring it back up next Thursday.
Yes. But
bring us back up next Thursday.
Particulars of the whole thing.
That'd be, yeah.
Unless you want to do it earlier, I don't care. But if that's, I thought that would.
No, I'd rather just bring it up. If you
is
can find 23rd? Out some of those, just bring it back up to the agenda request next Thursday.
Is that the 23rd?
Should be the 22nd.
I believe you would be right.
22nd.
Is it 22nd?
So
yeah.
Well, if that's right, it
or
is.
Or you said 22. Okay.
Yeah.
I would like some clarification. Is this just a presentation of the back tax book, or is this a clarification of personal property non-payments that she would like to have abated?
I can ask her.
Then we're going to have that discussion on that Thursday, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
We have a sole source provider for Ozark Mountain Underground Vault and Storage. Ron Erickson has requested April 5th at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah Kleinfelter contacted the office yesterday requesting some time to discuss election dates and tax referendum amounts and budgets.
For the library board?
Mm-hmm.
Could you make sure that I get the most current budget that they are want to operate and what their request actually is? Or is this a discussion about everything?
She didn't indicate, so I'll have to give her a call.
If you can. And it'd be good if you invited the clerk, because if we're talking about election dates, if you're talking about dates, I would like the clerk to be in the conversation about possible future dates and what they're thinking. But when to schedule it, obviously, is a different. That's a different than what I'm talking about.
Okay, let me get the information, and then I'll bring this.
Well, I think
back
you
up.
Need to review that, though, and I just
prior to us scheduling.
I've got the
the past one, but that's...
Well, I know there's a new one circulating around.
So. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes.
I'm sorry, when did we set that for?
I asked for more details before we would schedule it so I could review the most current document. I've heard there's more documentation out there.
Okay. Appointee for Taney County Regional Economic Partnership.
Yes. I attended the first meeting of the new partnership that was formed that we are members of, but the commission, every governmental body needs to do a formal appointee that will sit on that board. So I went to take notes, but obviously did not act in official capacity because obviously we had never had that discussion. So as Taney County, we need to discuss it as maybe a commissioner, maybe the IDA board member or chairman of the IDA or something like that. But I'd like to have, that's the conversation I think we need to have, is who is going to be the official appointee. And the appointee will be on the board. This name will be on the board through the rest of this year, and then they'll go annual elections. They're still working out the bylaws and all that, but it's just remainder of this year.
Well, Jim, let's put together like we do on our other board appointments, so let's put together a group of names and how we want to proceed with it, as far as whether it be, it needs to be someone representing the courthouse or representing
the commission,
part of government.
So I'm thinking IDA, somebody from the IDA, since we've already appointed them. But yeah, if you want to have it, what would you like to do, Danny? Then get a list and then come back?
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Why don't we get a list, Nick, and then once you bring, have it next Thursday, bring this back up. And then we'll, by then, have some names submitted, and we can then have it scheduled. Is that what you're thinking, Danny?
That's what I thought. I just
saw it
that way.
We'll all give you some names.
You're taking the names, and then...
We'll all get names and just write them down. And that way we can have a discussion when we schedule it next.
Okay. Next Thursday, bring this up.
I think that you also need to add that with the list of appointments that we need to be making.
Right.
We have two or three. And again, let's try to find a date to schedule those together so we can fill those appointments.
Okay. Board appointments.
Okay. We had determined here the other day, I think, that we had, was it three? Two or three?
We might, yeah.
The Transportation Board, Big Creek on the Planning Commission. Is there one on the Park Board?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll get off that. And then I have a couple of executives. Let me approach.
Yeah, I got a quick question. We picked Thursday at 9 o'clock on that sole source for the 5th. That's also SEMA over in Branson. Are either of you going to that?
The SEMA training?
It'll be at the Chateau, counties and cities statewide.
No, it's a requirement. I know that of a commissioner. So I went, 3 years ago? So, yeah, I wasn't planning to go this time around.
Well, I attended, the other one at the...
You went before I came on board, I thought.
No, I went the year before you did.
Yeah.
Did I hear you say it was a requirement?
I was told it was a requirement to have some sort of... And I can pull
a representation
up this,
there?
No. Each commissioner had to go through so many... I can get
training hours.
Yeah.
Well, I asked Chris Barrett when he...
Okay.
Please don't let me forget that, because
I think we went through the. It was at the ambulance facility.
You may be years ago. This one's at Chateau when I went, and it was full of people all over the region.
And that's where it's going to be this time as well.
True.
Would like to come during an executive to talk about that.
Executive when?
The only way we can do this, we're talking about individuals. I mean, I don't know, it's not a contract. I'd have to know what statute.
It has been in litigation that what he's wanting to discuss.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And I have a written binder upstairs with a lot of information in it that you gentlemen probably need to review before the 29th, which is the town hall meeting. The Attorney General's office is coming down.
Okay.
When's that?
Let me see.
On the 29th?
Is that the email you sent out on this? Did you send us an email on
yes,
to talk to us?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys were okay with me scheduling that town hall meeting. I contacted the Attorney General's office.
There are, if I'm not mistaken, there are funds out there that are available for people who have been foreclosed on improperly or quickly, whatever the reason was, and they're trying to make this announcement county by county, and that was sent out to us. This will give the people, but we really need to give that a lot of press so that
yeah.
the public will be there and have an opportunity to hopefully take advantage of that.
Location-wise is one thing that we would have to look for the scheduling of this particular meeting.
No, we've already scheduled. It's already scheduled.
Okay.
Over at City of Hollister.
Okay.
So we're having it.
It's 6 p.m. on the 29th.
I read the email on it, but I didn't know it had been scheduled there. So.
I sent out meeting requests.
Okay.
On this other, how soon did Bob want to meet?
As soon as you'll have him, he just want to go over a few things with you.
Provided it meets the guidelines, is it something we could add today? I posted 5 sections. Sure. Yes, no? Ask him if he would be available and be prepared for that we would call him. If not, then we will set it up for
another date.
How about next Monday's exec session?
Mm-hmm.
Give him the choice.
Okay. Here's a meeting that was canceled. I just need some direction. Are we going to reschedule this? Because the last time you met with this individual, we were going to reschedule.
Yeah, I want to make sure that if we do this, we weren't all aware of it. We had no time when he made the trip here before. And all this is a follow-up and closure to what he had chatted about before.
At this point, I'm not interested in rescheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah.
Not at this time, then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are we still holding on commission task collaboration meeting? Okay. I believe that's all I have. Do you gentlemen have anything that you'd like on the agenda for next week?
I may have some things for Monday. I got to get some supporting documentation for you so you can have it ready.
Okay.
I'll have some stuff on Monday.
Okay. That's all I have.
Probably should go ahead and put...
you mean on Monday
for review.
That agenda review?
Okay. For review. For that review.
Okay. Probably should put our... Roden Bridge and a Roden Bridge update, even though we're having one today. I think we...
There is a storm update. Do you
storm
want to
piggyback
them?
What I'd like to yeah. know is the individual from AmeriCorps, what time was he going to be here?
9:15.
At 9:15.
Mm-hmm. Chris Barrett will also be here at 9:15.
Gentlemen, if you don't have an objection, could we stand in recess till 9:15?
Yeah.
I think we've taken care of every item of business except the storm update. We have a 10 o'clock public hearing for the proposed amendments. Wait a minute, what time do we have Linda?
She's in there. She's in heaven right now.
Somewhere, I don't know.
That's the personnel following the public hearing. Okay.
Is that
anti-harassment? I'm sorry?
We already went through that.
Did you already do that?
Yeah.
Okay. You already did that one.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, let's stand in recess until 9:15.
Okay.